Came about from a phone call from Simon Jordan, the Palace chairman, as everyone knows, asking me if I could get involved. And he said, you know, there, obviously there's a lot of things going on in the communities, Mark, you know, the guns and knife crime, and we want to do something about it. And in order to sort of to gain a charitable trust, they needed to stage an event. And, you know, what better way than have a game with some ex-players, some legends, against a celebrity team in what should hopefully be a very fun afternoon. There's a sort of a girls' sort of game going on prior to that, a ladies' game, I think I should say, going on prior to that. And, you know, we've got some names coming down. And anyone who turned up to Jeff Thomas's game, the rerun of the semi-final, well, I think that's over two years ago or so, I'm sure would agree, I had a great laugh looking at some of the older players who've put on a bit of weight and can't get around the pitch like they used to. So, all in all, it's something really looking forward to staging and being involved in. So, you know, Simon asked me, and I just said, "Yeah, of course. I'll try and get the Legends team back together, and we'll take it from there."
Are there specific charities involved in this?
Well, the money raised will go to an anti-guns and knife programme initiative. That's within the Croydon Borough. And what that is aimed to do is targeting local youths through its football element combined with educational programmes on guns and knives. So, you know, there's going to be a combination of things going on there. And that's where the money raised will be going towards. And I think everyone agrees that, you know, the amount of stabbings and shootings in the capital especially is rising to the proportion that I cannot believe that, you know, every day you pick up the paper and it's a very nonchalant, oh, somebody else got stabbed. And I think, you know, everybody agrees that we need to do something about this and cut that out. And, you know, the quicker we can do that, the better. So, you know, that's why it's a really good cause, and a cause which I know that a lot of people who've got kids are very worried about. So I'm only too glad to lend my support. I'm a dad as well. And I'd like to see that all this sort of this banished. And I think education's the programme. Awareness is a program. I think the kids don't realise that if you carry a knife, the chances are I think 70% more likely to be stabbed with that knife. I mean, I spoke to the police about this. That, you know, seven kids out of 10 carry a knife. There's going to be a fight, and somebody's going to get a knife off someone, and they're going to be stabbed. So they need to be aware of this. So the chances are, if you don't carry a knife, you're less likely to be stabbed. So we're through the program, you know, of football and sort of like. The education programme will hopefully enlighten some kids of what's going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think that, I mean, most ex-professional footballers, you know, regardless of which clubs they played for, would, you know, step forward when there's something like an initiative like this going on. But Palace, in particular, seem to have this extraordinary way of being able to gather in, you know, players from quite a few generations back. There seems to be a really nice spirit.
Yeah.
Have you found that?
I just think that, you know, it's been sort of my own efforts. I've had a lot of phone numbers given to me of players, ex-players. And then, you know, sort of Dominic Jordan, Simon's brother, he's been sort of instrumental in getting behind him, Phil Alexander as well, and just saying, right, Mark, we'll provide the support for you. You know, if you phone the boys, they're more likely to say yes to you than they are if a secretary phones or one of the girls from the office. So that's your key role. And you, what you'll find is people will pull together for a good cause, and that's current players, ex-players, you know, and, you know, ex-managers. You know, I know Steve Coppell can't make it, but he's, you know, he said he really wanted to come. He's got a prior engagement because it's international weekend. People try and book things ahead. Although, you know, Stevie Kemba and Alan Smith will be co-managers, and Wrighty will be assistant to me, and I'm assistant to the coaches. So Wrighty's my assistant, and I'm Alan Smith and Steve Kemba's assistant. So Wrighty can't play because of an ankle. I need a hip operation, so I can't play. But I don't know, we might do something, I don't know, half-time, I know, penalties or something like that. But the support's been fantastic from the players.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary lineup. I mean, we can have a look at one or two other names. I purloined this list that we probably weren't aware of that made it into my hands a couple of weeks
ago. Yes, oh, I can't believe it's been leaked out.
And I don't want to embarrass any of the players that you've listed and the little comments you've made next to them, but it did make me laugh. I mean, it was some great ones here. So, you know, one says, thinks he'll be working, for instance, running a half marathon.
John Solarco. You tell the comments and I'll tell you exactly. John Solarco's running a half marathon. He's committed to it because I think he's running the marathon in April and he wants to use that as part of his training. So I've let him off.
Easy one. Emigrating to Australia?
Dave Madden. Unfortunately, he's gone to Australia with his family, and he said, you know, he would have loved to have come along, but unfortunately sent his best wishes.
Intriguing one. Girlfriend's birthday, maybe?
Gary O'Reilly said it's his partner's girlfriend, his partner's birthday, and he doesn't know whether he can bring her along or not as a treat. So I said, of course you can. So he said he's trying to sort of somehow come along for the day and then go out in the evening. So he thinks he'll be able to come.
Okay, and there was a yes in brackets, although I will make him a sub.
Andy Woodman, the goalkeeper. He's only ever been famous for being a sub at Palace. I mean, he was never in the team when I was there. He was a bit young. He's goalkeeping coach at Charlton now, which speaks for itself. And he's looking forward to it, so he will be there. And there's a couple more, isn't there?
Well, this is my favourite one. Yes, if we have shorts big enough, and we're not talking about Andy Gray.
Shipley, Neil Shipley. I mean, I texted him and said, "Ships, you know, we need some legends coming back for this game. I'd love to be part of the day. It's a great occasion. You know, can you make it? Can you turn out for 10, 15, 20 minutes for me?" And he texts back, "Bright, if you can get a pair of shorts big enough, I'll gladly play." So he's the same as Andy Thorne. Andy Thorne apparently is the size of a bus as well. But he said he's only coming if he can play. And I said, "Thorny, can you run?" He goes, "Don't need to, Brighty. The first 10 yards in your head."
I mean, there is some great names that obviously have been confirmed. I mean, I'll just pick out, you know, two or three that I've stand out for me. Vince Hilaire.
Yeah, Vince said he'll come up and gladly play a little bit for us.
Chrissy Coleman.
So I interviewed Chrissy just before the Chelsea game in the FA Cup, along with Clinton Morrison, and both of them definitely coming down and taking part.
Yeah, Jim Cannon.
Jimmy Cannon, yeah, stalwart, good player during my days and the early parts of my career there, and said he'd love to come along and play.
Yeah, and one for my sort of particular era as well, Simon Rogers is going to come along as well. Huh?
Yeah, I spoke to him, got his number off a girl called Jane, and Jane Fillett, and she put me in touch. I had a number for lots of these players, but they, as you know, people change their number. But Jolly was a firm favourite there, had a testimonial, and been a great sort of like, great servant to the club. So himself, Simon Osborne, Tony Finnegan, Peter Taylor said, "Yep, I'm coming down." Dougie Freeman, Danny Granville, Wayne Routley said, "Contact me closer to the time, Brighty." "No, Wayne, I want to yes or no now. Go on then, I'll come down." Mark Edworthy said, "Yes, he'll come down." Richard Shaw, Chrissy Powell, just to name but a few.
Absolutely. And it ain't just about the Palace legends either, is it? There's a very strong celebrity lineup.
And I forgot to mention Jeff Thomas as well. Jeff Thomas, Alan Pardew, Bruce Dyer, Alex Dyer are playing as well. From the celebrity side, I haven't been in charge of getting that team together. But I know that Ralph Little from obviously Royal Family and Two Pints of Lager, a pack to Chris, please, is playing. Danny Dyer is involved in acting in all sort of football films. It was a Football Factory. Ben Adams from the A1 Pop Group and Big Brother. And then we've got some ex-players playing as well, because to give the side a bit of a boost, like Nev Southall, Dean Holdsworth. Chrissy Armstrong obviously was a Palace player. And anyone who's played for Palace is a legend anyway. Nicky Summerby, DJ Spoonie, and Alfonso Sharland, who's in the pop group called the Hoosiers, I think that's pronounced correctly. And before that, there's a ladies' game, you know, and people like Bianca Jagger have agreed to play, Shola Amer, ex-pop star, still pop star, I think, Bad Lassies.
Bianca Jagger or Bianca Gascoigne?
Bianca, did I say Bianca Jagger?
Yeah, I was going to say that would be something, wouldn't
it? I was going to say, that's a pull. Bianca Gascoigne, she's going to play. Sam and Amanda, they're from Big Brother, the twins, anything pink they'll be wearing. So it should be something for everybody there. A little bit of entertainment, some celebrities off the TV. And all in all, as everyone knows, that, you know, don't come there thinking you're going to see Brazil against Argentina or England. It's going to be slow. No, nothing's going to be a blur. Nobody's going to be running that fast.
Well, if that doesn't sell it, I don't know what will. We're just over a week away, aren't we now? So how, you know, how do folks get hold of tickets for this?
Well, you can either go to the box office and buy tickets there, or to make it really easier, rock up on the day and just, you know, pay cash. So I think we'll have some sort of deal on for kids and everything. And, you know, if the weather's anything like it is this week, it'll be absolutely fantastic. It'll be somewhere for everyone to go on a Sunday, sort of. It's going to be 1 o'clock kickoff. Get down there a little bit early and just have a laugh at the legends.
Mike, it's been great talking to you. Good luck with it all. We'll be behind you on the day, and we're really looking forward to it. Thanks very much for talking to Palace
Radio.
My
pleasure.